006. It's the same shear as 004, 004, 005, and 006. It's the same shear. Now, in shul, when we gave the shear, we talked about lazera, meaning the seed, and liyerek, meaning the green, the leaf, that when it stays in the ground, it continues to grow, and it has it becomes like the leaf grows, and that's what then is eaten. That's how I understood it. That's how others explained it. However, I see in Rav Felix that when he talks about the Pul HaMitzri and its different stages, apparently he learns it's the same. In other words, the bean, we'll call it, the Egyptian bean. So as it stays in the ground, in other words, in the beginning, you use that bean to either eat as kidneys, or you plant it as a seed, but it's more like a seed. Then you keep it in the ground, and it becomes more of a full-fledged vegetable, and you eat it as that. It's not that then you start eating the leaf, and that will make more sense in the Brisa. I personally don't know the Metzius, but if that's the Metzius, that certainly fits in better in the Brisa, to explain why it's sometimes treated as one crop, why you mix it together and it's one crop. And b'chlal, the whole thing flows better if that's the pshat, that it gets larger and then it becomes like a regular vegetable, not like you're eating beans or seeds as you do with kidneys. So that seems to be the pshat. And now we'll learn the brisa based on that. I mean, it doesn't really make a difference in the brisa, but now it just flows better. So this is 006, which is the same shear as 004 and 005 in this file. Okay, Tani, Sheish Midos Omer Chachamim B'Pul HaMitzri. There's six rules in Pul HaMitzri. Rule number one, Zora Lazera, if your purpose is for its seed, meaning you're going to eat it as kidneys, or you're going to replant it. We have two pshatim, misasir l'shaavar. We follow hashrasha. This is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, and therefore misasir l'shaavar. Or if it's 6 and 7, it's called a 6-year plant, not a 7-year plant. The Rav Fulda learns that in such a case, the yerek is also treated as the zera and is misasir l'shaavar, if there is yerek. Others learn it's putter from Isis at all. It's not called an oichel if your intention was the zera. And that goes, that holds true for the second rule also. That zora liyerek masasel lahabo, as we explained, that you follow the year that it's picked. So the Marafolda learns the seed also, if there are seeds there that are still seed, and you eat them, so they also follow lahabo, like the yerek. And the others learn the Rashvilio, and the Ravid and others learned that in this case the Zera would be Potter and Gansen. It would not be considered an Eichel at all. So that's the second rule. Now the third rule, Zoro Lezera V'Yerek. Zoro, we're going to follow the Marafolda here. This is a more complicated and different sheetas. We're following the Marafolda. Zoro Lezera V'Yerek, if you planted it both for its seeds and the Yerek, Osha Zoro Lezera. And then afterwards, he changed his mind. That's the chiddush here. He can do that. He didn't change his mind. He added to his intention. V'chishev alav liyerek, and you decided to use it for the yerek as well. So the brisa's din is, it's according to Marafolda, the main din is that it's called min echad. It's not called ma'aser mi min al she'en omino or mishana echad al chaverto. They both are the same min, and they both are the same year. So you don't have a problem being ma'aser mi ze al ze, ma'aser mi zaro al yarko, umiyarko al zaro. They're all called the same min, and they're all called the same year. According to the Marafolda, though, it's a suffix, which year? Do you follow the past year, or do you follow the coming year? That's a suffix, and you have to take off both maisras. But the chiddush is that they're treated as one entity. And you could put them together and be maaser mizal zeh mizal zeh. It's just that you have to, according to the Marafolda, do both years. Now, this is going to be qualified only with the following conditions. And the way I understand the coming conditions, it's not just the Xeris HaKosov, the Dinaza, that certain conditions are said. But what I get out of the conditions that are coming is that really logic would dictate following the Yerek, following the coming year. that would be the main pull. And to pull it back into the past year, to consider that the Yerek would also have a din of Zera, or that the Zera has a din of Zera, has a din of like Arias V'doichim, or to follow the previous year in terms of following the Hashrasha rather than the Lakita, or to call it the crop of the past year, Lagabi Meiser. So that's what these qualifications are coming to say. In other words, you see from the qualifications that they are qualifications in considering it to be as Zera. So the following qualifications exist. Number one, B'shehevi Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, when the entire crop reached a third of its maturity, a shlish, kidulo, before Rosh Hashanah, that's when the rule we just said applies, and the way I'm understanding it is that's when we can pull it back to be like last year's crop, when the whole crop reached a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah. And the significance here, the Mefarshim explained, we'll see in the Marfulda others, that the significance here of a third of the crop is that's when something reaches Oinus HaMaisrus. In other words, to a degree, the Chi of Maisrus was Chal already in the past year. That's the significance here of the third of its growth. It reached Oinus HaMaisrus. Oinus HaMaisrus is not the determining factor of what year the crop belongs to. That's a separate issue. What determines whether it's a third, or the Hashrasha, or the Lakita, or the Chanota by Peres Ilan, what determines the year that the crop belongs to, that's one issue. The other issue, there's another issue of Einus HaMaisrus. When can you take Maisrus from something? When does it become potentially Mechuyev in Maisrus? So that is usually Hevi Shlish. The Perek Aleph of Maisrus goes through all the different Cheshbainas there of when, but of different crops, and when they are become potentially Mechuyev in Maisrus. When, if you took Maisrus, it would be Chal. When, if you cut it and then you brought it into the bias or Rios Pnei Bias, then it would become Mechuyev in Maisrus totally. So that's a Shlish. So if it had that much import in the past year, like the Oinus HaMaisrus was already reached in the past year, this is when it could be considered a last year's crop according to this third rule. So that's one condition. It has to have reached Oinus HaMaisrus. That gives the Ovar that power, so to speak, that import. But if the produce only reached the whole produce only reached a third of its maturity after Rosh Hashanah, so then I call it every man for himself. Zara Masasur L'Sha'avar and V'yarko Masasur B'Shas L'Kitos V'Yisuro. You don't pull the Yerek to be like the past year, then everything is treated as it should be treated. The Zera is treated like Zera, like Aris V'Daychim, or in Yerushim and Shazuri, and the Yerek is treated, but, you know, it follows its inherent characteristics. You split it up. We'll see in a moment that this also is to be qualified. But we'll explain this. Now, all of this, there's another condition, there's another qualification. If some of the crop was actually picked before Rosh Hashanah, and the significance of it actually being picked is that's when it actually can be taken as Maiser B'Poyel, because now it's Tolish, it's not Mechuber, because when something's Mechuber, it can't become Maiser. So we're talking about that the Chi of Maiser was actually Chal before Rosh Hashanah, or at least potentially actually Chal, so to speak. How? Either it reached Oinus HaMaisrus, not either, it both reached Oinus HaMaisrus, and B'Poyel it became Tolish. So when that happened, so the whole crop reached a third of its growth, and at least part of it, some of it, b'shalakat mimenu lefnei Rosh Hashanah, became tolish. If that much maisrus, so to speak, was chal, that much chi of maisrus was chal, that's a push for the ovar. Avlam lakat mimenu laka Rosh Hashanah, but if he only collected from it after Rosh Hashanah, then ben zaro ben yarko misaser labo, then everything follows yarko, everything follows lehabo. That's, if there's no Lakita at all, before Rosh Hashanah. So that's what Amara Fulda learned. So now, let's go over this. Let's go over this, because according to Amara Fulda, this is the way the conditions line up. If you're only liking it after Rosh Hashanah, and the Yavol did not reach a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, in other words, there's no import to the other at all, let's call it that. You were only located, even any of it, only after Rosh Hashanah, and the Yavul did not reach a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah. In that case, that's what the Braisa says, Bein Zara Ben Yaakov is Hasel Haba. Come on, who are you trying to kid? It's Yerek, it's Lahaba, and you follow Lahaba. Now, according to the Mara Fulda, that which we learned in the first qualification, that the oisfir of the first qualification was that if the Yavul was not Magia, Lishlish, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, then, if the Yavul was only maybe Shlish Lacha Rosh Hashanah, then Zaro is Lishaobar, and Yarko is Lahaba, that's also if you will loikate Kitsas. And those Abulam Lokat Bishalokat Menu Lifnei Rosh Hashanah goes on that also. The Lokat Lifnei Rosh Hashanah accomplishes two things. It accomplishes that if Hevi Shlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that's when we say Hakol Min Echad, and it's follows, it's all one min. You pull the Yerek so much to be like the Zera that it's all one min, and it's called Min Almino, and it's all the same year, although Lamais, we don't know which year, but it's all one year. You pull the Yerek that much plus of the Zera if it's Hevi Shlish and Lokat. So if it's low Lokat, so that it Lokat allows you to say that, and if low Hevi Shlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, but Lokat, if low Hevi Shlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, but it was still Lokat, that's when we apply the rule of the Braisa, Zaro Lishaavar, and Yarko Laharba, if Lo Hevi. But if it was Lo Lokat, and Lo Hevi, that's when the Braisa says, Ben Zaro Ben Yarko B'Shasa Laharba. So according to the Mara Fulda, this is the lineup of the third rule. We'll go over the first three rules. Zaro Lazera is Lishaavar. If he planted a Liyarik, it's Laharba. If he planted it for both, either in the beginning or he added the Yerek after a while, he decided to make it the Yerek also. So, if the Yavul was Magia Lishlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah and Lokat, then the Zera and the so that pulls the Yerek to be Lishavar and the Zera, and the Yerek is called one min, and Maser Mizal Zeh, although according to Marfold it remains a Suffolk witch. That's when the fighting chance, so to speak, for the Yerek to be like the Zera. But if he Gia Shlish, but Lo Nilkat before, but if he gia shlish, but lo nilkat before, or it was nilkat before, and lo hevi shlish, then every man for himself. Zeru lishover and yerek lahaba. And if it was not magia lishlish, and lo nilkat, there's no import to the over at all, then ben zaru ben yarku mesaser lahaba. So really I'm adding in the sikum that higiel, that nilkat kitzas before Rosh Hashanah, even if lo higiel lishlish, you would still say every man for himself. It's only if lo higiel lishlish and lo nilkat at all that we say ben zara ben yako b'saser lahaba. Okay, we'll continue in our next year, Mitzvah Hashem, which will be Thursday, Parshas Tzav, with the fourth rule, or we'll see, with the beginning of Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, the first line.